The law school study rebuts claims by the state's largest business group, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, that state liability laws are damaging the state's economy. WMCS claims state law overwhelmingly favors consumer plaintiffs against industry, but the study found there's no data to support that. Instead, it found that what are known as tort filings actually fell by 17% over the past decade. Former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin heads the group WMC Watch. He says the study's most important finding is that what's really on the rise is businesses suing each other.
This is WMC's members bringing suit over disputes over contracts and that kind of litigation. That's where the growth is coming. This whole area of so-called tort reform is so bogus. The study clearly shows that.
But WMC spokesman John Metcalf says his group is still worried that anti-business litigation is taking hold in the state. Metcalf hasn't seen the law school study yet, but he says the current state budget includes changes that do threaten business growth. He says the budget has provisions that would make it easier to sue any company in a product chain that's accused of harming a consumer.
If your product is indistinguishable from your competitor's product, then you're both going to be in the soup for the liability.
Metcalf says the law school study ignores the implications of the landmark state Supreme Court ruling in a recent lead paint case that he says sets an anti-business precedent for future consumer liability cases in the state. Gail Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.